So how do you wrap up your client journey at the end of a project or the end of your relationship? This is what we're going to be going over today. If you want to check out my videos on the rest of the client process, you can check out this playlist on the client journey. If you don't know me, my name is Kayla Druk, and I love helping small business owners create more time and efficiency so they can focus on serving their clients and growing their businesses. So, when you've gotten to the end of your relationship with a client, you might be at the end of a project or at the end of a program, you might be done with them for good. What do you do next? How do you offboard this client? This is an important part of your client journey. You may feel like you're done, so you can just move on, but there are some steps that you want to make sure that you include here so that you can make the most of this relationship. So this is often a phase of the client journey that I see people overlooking. I know that as business owners, we're all busy. We all have other clients and other projects that we are racing to get to. But it's really important to focus on these last key steps of the client journey so that you can really make the most of it for both you and the client. So the first thing that you should do when you reach the end of your relationship with a client is just make sure that you have wrapped up all of the final details of your relationship together. So is there anything that still needs to be delivered? Are there any final documents or reports or anything that you need to give them? Is there anything that you need from them? Anything that they need to sign or sign off on or approve or get to you? So any of those final details to wrap up your work together. Then the next thing you need to do is finalize all of the administrative behind the scenes parts of your relationship. So you might have to go through and cancel a recurring payment or invoice in your system. Or you might need to archive a project or a contact, or you might need to archive files from your relationship with this person. Anything to wrap them up in your system so that it's all nice and clean and tidy, you know the status, and there's nothing that they're going to be reaching out to you to complain about, like getting an invoice for next month when they're done working with you. Now, here is a key part of the offboarding process that often gets forgotten or that people feel nervous about and they just kind of put off doing, even though they know they should. You might have already guessed it. You should be asking for testimonials, reviews, and referrals from your clients when you're finished working with them. You can decide what this looks like for you. It could be something as simple as sending them an email asking for a review, or sending them a link to leave a Google review, or to leave a review somewhere else. Maybe you use Yelp, or maybe you are in the wedding industry and you're using something like Wedding Wire. Whatever it is, if you have reviews somewhere else and you can just send them a link to leave a review there, by all means, do so. Now, you may want something more in-depth, so you may want to send them a questionnaire. Make sure you are leaving a disclaimer in there that you are allowed to use the information that they put in that questionnaire, and make sure to ask them things like if they're comfortable with you using their name or their image or their business, or if they want you to link to their website. You could also ask your clients for a video testimonial if that's something that you want to use on your website or your social media. You have lots of different options. One thing that I would recommend, regardless of the format of your testimonial, is giving people some prompts that can help them figure out what to say. It can be really hard if you just say, write me a review, for people to figure out what to say and that you get information that you want, that you feel represents your business. I know sometimes I've gotten reviews that I feel like don't necessarily capture the work that I've done with someone, but when you don't prompt them, you get what you get, right? So I would recommend giving them maybe a couple of questions to answer or a couple of points that you would like them to hit. So for example, for my business, I might say, what was the experience like working with me? How did it set you up to move forward in your business? What were the results or the benefits of working with me? Even just two or three questions like that can really open up their line of thinking so that they give you a sentence or two that really helps highlight the work that you do and the benefit that you gave them. Now, another phase of the offboarding process that I often see neglected is following up with past clients if you are offering something that could be repeat business for you. Now, I don't mean being salesy all the time to your past clients. Ideally, if you have an email list, your current and past clients should be on that email list so they receive your regular email campaigns. This means that you can be offering them things of value regularly. And then when you have some sort of new offer or promotion or deal, then it's less salesy and spammy that you're sending it to them because you send them other things of value regularly. But let's say you don't have an email list and you're not currently doing that. There are still some things you can do. This could be something as simple as following up with a past client 3 months, 6 months, a year after you finish working with them to see how it's going. This could just be a simple check-in. This could be something where you're asking about something specific that you worked on them with, maybe like, what's the status of this? Did you manage to do this? That could leave an opening for if they need help moving on to the next stage of the process, or if something's not working properly, for them to come back to you and ask for help. If you have a business that is more event-based, like if you are a wedding vendor, you could, depending on your type of business, set up emails to send maybe a year after the wedding offering services. So there are lots of different options for following up with your clients and providing opportunities for repeat business without being too salesy or spammy about it. So we definitely don't want to be throwing them on an email list where all you're doing is sending out sales and deals. I'm sure we are all on email lists from major corporations that do that, and I don't open those emails. Do you open those emails? But if you are sending a genuine check-in message every once in a while, making sure that things are good with this client, then they know that you are still thinking about them, that you're still there as an option if there's anything that they need, and they could come back and work with you if they want. Now, if you do this for a little while and you're not really getting a response from them, or if, heaven forbid, it was someone that you didn't have a great relationship with, feel free to skip this stage for individual people. But in general, having some sort of follow-up with past clients is not a bad idea, especially if you are in a spot where you need to generate a bit of revenue. You could get a past client coming back. You could get a referral to someone new from that person. So don't discount reaching out to past clients on occasion. So these are all of my recommendations for things to keep in mind when you are offboarding your clients. So we have now gone all the way through your kick-ass client journey from leads to offboarding. If you have any questions about offboarding or any part of your client journey, please let me know. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And if you know someone who would benefit from this video, please share it with them. I will see you soon.